You are listening to Between the Covers, a literature quickie on WCOM Community Radio, 103.5 Chapel Hill, Ann Arbor. This is your host, Tofu Dave, and today I'm with Amitava Kumar, the author of A Time Outside This Time. Hello, Amitava. How are you today?
Hi, Dave. Thank you for having me over. I'm doing great. Thanks.
Well, it was a pleasure to read your very unusual new book. I know that you're a skilled writer and a journalist, and you've written what to me is a complex, stimulating, and unusual book. It's, shall I say, it's called a novel, but it feels to me very autobiographical. Could you tell us a little bit about the book and whether my reading is correct or not?
Sure, thanks. Thanks, first of all, for reading the book and, of course, for having me on your show. The writer, the narrator who is at the heart of my book is a professor and a writer. My GPS would place him a little bit north of where I am speaking to you from, so there is some similarity. I suspect he's also written a couple of things that I recognize as stolen from my own CV. But the reason is that I should also add that he's reporting from the middle of the pandemic. He's at a residency writing about various things that interest him in his past. He's trying to understand what the role of writing is, journalism is, and then the pandemic, and the news of the pandemic starts flooding in. And then he realizes that it is also, it's not just a pandemic, it's also in what the WHO called an infodemic. So it's a flooding of false information, and his deliberations begin to take the shape of narratives that contest fake news. So those are also my interests. I felt in the last 3, 4, 5 years that the very ground under our feet had shifted. We didn't have a ground under our feet because we could not be certain about what was real. And so it is autobiographical because it reflects my own feelings of uncertainty and a desire for truth.
And I think you did a very good play in the book between, how can I say, belief and reality, or what we do know and the complexity of the things that we don't know that may have been hidden from us. And I don't want to give away too much in the book, but your protagonist, in a sense of being a reverse immigrant, if I may put it that way,
of course,
is sort of going from the U.S. back, quote, home to maybe where his ancestors are from. And he encounters old friends that it turns out have been involved in things that are perhaps politically and ethically darker than anything he could have imagined.
That's right. That's right.
This was quite quite shocking in some ways. Is this something that especially resonates with you in the current time of politics?
Yes, yes. In India, where I'm from, coincidentally, the same as my narrator, it is, you know, in the last few years, the rise of a certain kind of a populist ideology with a distinct, distinct tendency to proclaim both the some sort of a right and perfectibility of the dominant community there, has led to actions that are unconstitutional, has led to acts that, you know, that people perpetrate brutalities out in the street with certain impunity. And I just wanted to investigate that a little bit myself. So I've been, during my visits home, where my parents, my father still lives and my sister, meeting people, journalists, people who grew up, who were in my class in, let's say, high school in India, are now people who are the leaders of bureaucracy and industries. So it also gives me a certain kind of in to the society, certainly to the society of privilege, to try to see how do things work. And how things work seem a little bit frightening, frankly.
I would agree with that, and frightening all over the world. To what extent do you feel that these are similarities that are somewhat global and that are in some senses the same in, say, the U.S. and India, for example, in terms of what struck me in your novel and in real, and strikes me every day, frankly, in real life, is the sometimes confusing line between personal preferences in life, the way you treat other people, the way you go about your daily life, and these issues that maybe feel more removed of how governments act, of how people who are incarcerated or in police power are treated. And you seem to be interested in exploring also that, both that connection and that disconnection between the personal and the political.
Yes. I think it has become necessary for us because, for all of us, because we hear similar reports from, let's say, a street in South Carolina or in Missouri or New York, or for that matter, Nairobi, New Delhi, Manila, and, you know, some other part, let's say Istanbul. Turkey, Philippines, Hungary, India, U.S., where populist regimes, where demagogues in power have so given rise to fantasies in people's minds that their personal boundaries and the dreams of a state somewhere blur, and people act in ways that one would call sometimes fascistic. And that is, I do not know why this is so, why something that is happening on a street in Ferguson should also be happening on a street in New Delhi, but it is happening, and my narrator is trying to take note of it. And I think through the juxtapositions that we discover in the narrative, we get some clues of what is happening worldwide. And maybe social media has a part to play in it. Maybe, you know, globalization and the fragility of local economies and local communities has something to do with it. But it is true, it is true that in all these cities of the world, irrational urges spread by populist means seize the public and lead to acts that end up in what we saw, for example, in Minneapolis with the murder of George Floyd.
Or at Guantanamo, we may say.
Or Guantanamo, of course, of course.
And it's very interesting. I thought you did a very good job of showing how a protagonist who may act in what you have just called sort of a fascistic way, we may say, may also be, in his personal life, a very nice person. Wonderful to talk to, illuminating with stories, and he or she may then see no apparent contradiction to treating a prisoner brutally.
That's a wonderful point. That's a wonderful point, Dave, because outside the pages of a self-righteous novel, in real life, people are very complex. Even villains have lots of virtues, and the virtuous have many flaws. And in that sense, I wanted to understand. And also, there is a whole gradation in the kinds of sins we might commit. And and I think, you know, the state or the courts or the law often flattens these complexities, offers straight condemnations. And unlike the manager or unlike the agent of the state, the novelist must, on the other hand, produce a more nuanced view of humanity and of how complex indeed we are in the recesses of our souls, you know. So that's what, so I appreciate your observation about that, because that's what I did want to stay true to, a novelist's more complex understanding of characters and the world.
And Amativa Kumar, I think you really did that successfully in your new book, A Time Outside This Time, published by Knopf. It's, I believe it's out this October. It's available. And it is really a brilliant meditation on life, I think. If I may not praise you too much, well written, very thoughtful and complex, and I think readers in our local community will enjoy it and get a lot out of it.
Thank you, sir.
Amitava, I would like to thank you again for being on Between the Covers, our literature quickie show on community radio. As we leave, I'd like to ask you if you have any last thoughts for our well-read audience here in Chapel Hill and Carrboro, North Carolina.
I wanted to say first that such a nice title for your show, Between the Covers. I appreciate that. Thank you. And I also wanted to add that one of the things my narrator does is he reads 1984 as he makes his way through the writing of his own book, and I recommend that book to people, to your wonderful well-read readers, simply to reread it in order to discover how certain realities of our oppressive world have not gone away and what might have changed and what new possibilities open up for change.
Well, Amitava Kumar, thank you again for your fine new novel, A Time Outside This Time. We've enjoyed chatting with you. Again, this is your host, Tofu Dave Bellin, on your local community radio station. Join us again for an upcoming episode of Between the Covers, our literature quickie here on WCOM-FM, Chapel Hill and Carrboro. Until next time, Tofu Dave.